Okay, we are here. We're back. We lost 20 minutes of the post-show because my computer locked up on me and Audition didn't do his magic saving from a crash type thing. You missed a whole bunch of great NSA talk and computer geek talk. And we were just starting to get into Amazon Anonymous.
So, you didn't miss much. Amazon Anonymous. All right, so what have you found?
My computer crashed. I got nothing still.
Oh, okay.
You go.
Yeah, all right. So there's some really cool stuff that people ordered. There's some really... I'm happy to see that some of this stuff is being ordered. I mean, heck, there's a Secchi Edge stainless steel fingernail clipper.
So what was the start date of your search? Like May 20th or something?
Yeah, I think it was May 20th.
Okay.
To today.
All right. Let me pull that up.
So this is a... twice tempered stainless steel thing for cutting your fingernails. Now, usually you get, you know, those cheapo ones, but I guess this one is probably like, this one's the real deal. This one will last. This one's not going to fall apart. I've had ones that, you know, they work, but they fall apart in a month or two. This one is, you know, $16, and I'm sure it'll last you pretty much a lifetime.
Oh, the Amazon gift cards on here. I didn't know if I got referrals on gift cards or not. I'll have to go to the earnings report and see if we actually get money on that. But
here's another one that I find interesting. Trojan Stimulations Twisted Pleasure Lubricated Latex Condoms, 12 count, quantity of 3. Oh, okay.
Those are mine.
That's Jeff. Well, are they worth it?
The Twisted. We like the Twisteds.
Okay.
We bought a variety pack and tried them out.
Uh-huh.
There was... Well, Heather likes the Twisteds, and Twisteds are good enough for me. There was one I liked slightly better. They were like... They almost felt like not having a... I mean, super thin. Like,
yeah.
Felt super good. But the Twisteds are... I don't have any complaints about the Twisteds. So yeah, we had to go on Amazon to buy a 12-pack of Twisteds.
You had to go on Amazon, or you
like if you go to the drugstore, they don't have straight Twisteds. You got to buy a bunch of other shit.
I see.
So cool. This and the reason I have to buy these condoms is because I guess I'm lazy and haven't scheduled the vasectomy yet. So
okay, what else is there that's cool?
Oh no! Someone used our referral link to buy. A Brewer's Guide to Opening Your your Nano Brewery, your 10,000 Brewery Consultant for $15.
Why is that oh no?
This is written by Dan Woodsky, the guy from Beaver Brewing Company. And he's in the local circles, he is an a-hole, and he makes shitty beer, and he wrote this Kindle book. And Hart, his mom, or his mother-in-law, bought the book for him for his birthday.
Mm.
You know, it's probably a... One of our listeners bought it, though, so congratulations for buying Beaver Brewing Dan's book. Let us know how that worked out works out.
Now, we had a listener that was very generous to us, apparently, because they bought a this really cool-looking Nipex 7-inch pliers wrench. It looks like it's an awesome wrench, $40. But they didn't just buy one of them. They bought a bunch, and that's cool. That helps us. It helps you. They look really cool. I mean, this wrench looks like this will last you for a long, long time. And I don't know why you needed so many, but I'm sure you had a good reason for it. So,
someone bought some more LED floodlights.
Yeah.
I'm going to break the rules. I'm just going to kind of go through here and... And the guy who keeps buying holistic dog food, thank you very much. You are adding up. I mean, he's buys dog food every month or so from us. So,
Anything like that helps. Somebody bought powdered peanut butter, 85% less fat and calories than regular peanut butter. There's such a wide grocery of stuff available on Amazon. I totally recommend people try it. I mean, look, I mean, I want you to use our link, but even if you don't use our link, there's such a great stuff there. Use our link if you can, but I understand if you want to support other people too. But there's some really great stuff you can get there, like condoms and dried peanut butter. Together at last.
Dried peanut butter. I never heard such a concept.
Well, why not? I mean, toothpaste used to be dried. You know.
Some bike tools were purchased and bike horns and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Gretchen.
How about this one? American Technology CH00100BLK1 The Mugger Black HD Folding Cup Holder. It's a cup holder for your car.
Oh, nice. The Mugger.
The Mugger.
Hey, someone bought a half dozen Xylus bottle stoppers.
And I'm really, really happy to see that somebody bought the Cards Against Humanity and the first, second, and third expansion. I've played Cards Against Humanity with some people recently, and man, is it fun. It is so fun. It's a lot. It's just funny as hell. So, highly recommend it.
Wow. I mean, you guys are using the links. We really appreciate it. Even the person who bought Windows 7 Professional. Oh, so what is my favorite? Let's see. I must say, the photographing your children was not me.
Something about a battery for their computer. But we don't want to get too much into this. I mean, there's more. Oh, somebody also listened to you about AeroPress, right? They bought microfilters. So, yeah. Thank you so much. It really does help.
Some Charlton Heston movies. Midway from 1976 was purchased in Blu-ray. And Tora, Tora, Tora.
Some was into World War II. Xylus. We've got some Xylus stoppers.
Yep. Thank you. This is a huge list. I can't wait to get my first Amazon check in the mail.
Yeah, when is that coming?
It is June. What the hell? We should have it by now.
Yeah.
I'll have to follow up on that. They should come in the mail. I changed it so we get gift cards or get checks instead of, you know, Amazon gift cards. Maybe there's an extra delay on checks. Who knows?
Figures.
No, it's free money, so.
Anywho, boy, since we already talked about this stuff that we got lost.
NSA, blah, 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 blah.
Yeah, basically, Jeff and I are not as concerned as other people are. And I think we have good reason not to be. But that's, you know, you can decide for yourself on that front. There's a cool story that was posted in one of the forums I go to, and the people who posted it had no idea what it was saying because it was pretty confusing. So I read the paper itself, and I went through it, and I figured out what the heck was going on. They developed it's a story about an invisibility time cloak.
Okay, yeah, you told me about this a little bit the other day.
Yeah, okay, so let's consider for a second how a regular cloak in the sense that they're trying to make sort of cloaking things work. And you have basically something that you're trying to hide, and light and other whatever it is, you know, electromagnetic stuff hits it, but instead of interacting with it and bouncing off, it flows around. So it's as if the light bends around and comes back, and and so the device, so whatever you're trying to hide is hidden. This is what we would call a space-like cloak. Now, it's space-like because there are three dimensions of space, and it is cloaking it in space. However, let's say you knew where the source of the light was at A, and you're here at B, at the end.
Right.
And you know how long it takes light to get from A to B. You would be able to tell that it took slightly longer for this light to get from A to B than it normally would. So essentially you'd see something was amiss.
So my question is, you're flying through space, in Romulan space, you're trying to find the Romulan thing, right?
This is so far from that. This is just sort of... Right.
I mean, how are you going to control the situation enough to know there's a cloaked ship in front of you?
You're not. Right? I mean, I don't know, with super amazing sensors, maybe you are. But this is more about the concept, mm-hmm. right?
Sure. No, it makes sense, yeah. right? The light takes longer because yeah. it's traveling a further distance because it's being right. rerouted around or maybe through the machine with, you know, with a camera on one side right. and a display on the other side, right?
So what happened is these guys developed a time-like cloak. And the way it works is, first of all, it's not in a vacuum. It's in, let's say, a fiber optic wire or something. So light does right. not go at sea.
Well, because you're going to have to route the stuff
Light
that's
goes through
hitting you through it faster than the medium, right?
Light goes through a medium, right? And right. light...
But what I'm saying is you have to have it in a medium slower than a vacuum.
Yes.
Because you need to be able to reapportion the light that normally hits you and reflects off you faster than the medium light, right?
But yeah, essentially. So what happens is, like, okay, so if you had a similar deal where you were trying to hide thing X from point A to point B, and if you had if thing X was in the middle of this tube of material, then you'd see thing X was there. And you'd be able to tell how long light goes from point A to point B. Mm-hmm. If there was a kink in the tube, you'd be able to tell that it was going around something because it took more time.
Mm-hmm.
So what they did was that they, in this kink in the tube, they used a type of material that would then accelerate the light and then slow it back down, so it looked as if the light wasn't...
So they had like a vacuum on one side, and then they had something slower than the medium on the other side.
So it looks as if the light wasn't impeded at all. And essentially, it looks like the light went from point A to point B without any interruption, even though it did go through an interruption. You are cloaking in time. Now, you're not mm-hmm. actually dealing with time. It's really... You're dealing with... What you're doing is...
So as long as you bring your medium of, you know, Einstein-Bose condensate around with you, you're good to go.
Well, the thing is that, so the you know, a space-like cloak, you can see that there's a time-like differentiation. And that's because you still can't deal with the fact that one of those dimensions, that time-like dimension, you're going to have to deal with. In this, what they're doing is they're sacrificing a space-like dimension to cloak a time-like mm-hmm. dimension. And so this is, since this goes through a different space-like path, and they use this different stuff, but they're able to make it look as if that it didn't have a kink. It didn't go around. It went straight through. So you can technically hide something in quote-unquote time. So that was the way I explained it, and people were really, you know, thankful that I explained what was kind of a poor article. But if you read the paper, you get a better understanding of what's going on. So
how does your 7.1 surround sound headphones work? How do they make surround sound?
It's you can turn on or off the surround sound, but it has basically like... When you turn it on and you're not in a surround sound environment, it feels very echoey and it feels like you're in a big room.
Okay.
But you can tell like a center channel and left and right and back behind.
Is there more than a speaker on each ear, or
I don't know for
like,
sure.
I know the way that Dolby does it, right? They actually take the physics of how sound waves are altered when they hit your ear different ways. So they adjust, right? So like, let's take it super simple. Say the frequency is increased by 20 hertz when it's directly in front of you, then off right. to the left or something. They'll shift that when the channel says, pretend it's in front of you.
And then maybe what's going on. I don't know. They're mm-hmm. they're like these headphones. They're big. They're, you know, mm-hmm. it's not small headphones. They have a right. an area around, so there's more area. It's a little cavernous right. in there. But the sound is pretty impressive, and it even has a sort of a subwoofer type effect to it. So it does have that point one in there.
Yeah, I just want to, yeah, maybe I didn't explain it so well to the listeners, but so pretend there's a microphone inside your eardrum, right? And you play a control sound right in front of your face, right? You know, say 20 feet out in front of your face at 2000 hertz, right? The microphone inside your ear is going to measure something. And then you move that sound over 90 degrees outside your ear and you play it at 2000 hertz. The microphone is going to measure something different. And Dolby has the algorithms to know when the sound is at certain places to shift it certain ways. And when you hear this stuff, the sound origin doesn't move. It's headphones right outside your ear. But because the way the sound is changed, it's not just frequency, it's other things too.
Right.
Your perception is the sound is moving around your head. It's pretty crazy stuff.
I mean, it's cool that they can do that, but it's just math, and it's just sort of, it's really for your transforms. it's physics.
That's biology too. It's because it's how your brain has.
Yeah, I mean, there's a bit of psychoacoustics involved to it, sure. But I mean, in terms of how you're dealing with the waves themselves, you're essentially doing Fourier transforms on stuff. So it's interesting. Yeah, it's definitely cool stuff. And people asked me after this time cloak. Somebody asked me, does this have anything to do with the neutrino thing? The Grand Sasso neutrino thing? And I explained no, but I realized something while I was writing it, because I did a small brief thing about neutrinos and how neutrinos are fermions and like electrons and quarks. They're different from bosons. And the difference is... Well, there are a couple of things, but the major difference is something called spin. Spin is thought of as sort of intrinsic angular momentum, and fermions have a half-integer spin, and bosons have an integer spin. So like electrons have spin one-half, and photons have spin one. So the reason why that's different is something called the spin statistics theorem. And the reason why that makes a difference in how they react is because, again, Fourier transforms. Is because with something that has an integer spin, you can do a transform on it, and it will then operate in the same way. But something that has a half integer spin, if you do a transform on it, it will operate differently because of the way it doesn't have the same symmetry. And that breaking of symmetry is what causes there to be a huge problem. I'm not going to get into the specifics, but the point I want to stress here is that really fundamental physics is all about symmetries, broken and maintained. And how that affects everything else around us is very fascinating stuff.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I agree. Not able to converse so much on it. People have bought over $7,000 of stuff through our link since we started promoting this.
I'm very, very pleased that people are, you know, think enough of us to think of us when they order stuff on Amazon.
Now we just gotta start getting those checks because Amazon knows it's like $400.
At least. They owe us a little bit of cash, and we will use that to...
Once the pipeline gets full, we'll get cash every quarter, but...
Yeah.
Waiting for that pipeline to get full.
What pipeline?
They hold your earnings for so long, right? So as long as we keep filling the pipe at the beginning, every quarter we'll get a check at the end, right? Mm-hmm. Just delayed. So, that pipeline.
So, I haven't seen anything about our saver covers that people saying... Yay or nay to our saver coverage.
I've got a few feedbacks, you know, saying good job guys, thanks for getting it up. I can't wait to listen. But no actual feedback. No saying you guys fucked up, you know, 8 podcasts yet, so that's good. You know, none of them have the wrong bookends or anything like that. Or, you know, like last year I screwed up one where like 2 podcasts had the same content and...
Well, we worked really hard on getting this right. I mean, we did in New York, we did all the intros for the podcast. We had them separated. And then we worked Monday night for like 4 hours.
No, 7 hours.
7 hours. Well, you and I were on Skype for 4 hours.
No, we started at like 8:30.
Oh, really? We were on for that long?
Yeah, it was like from 8:30 till 3.
So, yeah, I didn't go... I mean, I offered...
Oh, I want to talk about this. you are a different person when you get drunk on wine than when you get drunk on beer. You were, I mean, I thought maybe you were drinking booze, but I wasn't sure, and you told me you're drunk, but you were getting all like, oh, I really appreciate you, man, you're the best, I love you, you know?
Wasn't I really like that?
Yeah. Yeah, you were that getting like that. It was.
I think it was just I was getting more drunk on wine. I think you know you get past a certain point where you're like, oh, you get happy, but because I don't get that drunk on beer.
You were getting all sentimental and you know, I really appreciate you, man.
Wow, I don't remember that because I don't really appreciate you that much. No, I'm just kidding. I do appreciate Jeff a lot, but no, I was definitely like. Pouring drinks, and it lasted a long time, so we kept drinking. Mm-hmm. And, no, it was, I think it...
I'm glad you got your work done before you got knackered. He was just giving moral support for, like, the last 3 hours hours of it. Greg did all the metadata, and I did all the editing and whatnot. And it was a good breakdown, because it took him less time to do the metadata, but, like, in the past, it's the most tedious part after you've done all the other work. So right. I really appreciated it. And, also you're just keeping you on the Google Hangout and, you know,
keeping you company. So, you know, cause I don't want it to be a situation where Jeff is, you know, all right, I'm done with my job. Go. Cause we were in this together. It's a mutual fight.
I still can't figure out where the time went. I looked at the clock. It was 12 o'clock. I'm like, okay, we're on the final stretch. A couple more podcasts to go. And we didn't sign off till like 3:15.
Yeah. It took a while. But we got
They're
him
up. They're done.
We got them up. And we got them up in pretty... Yeah.
Yeah. 24 pod... 18 hours of content posted, indexed, and all that shit in like 2 days. Yeah. That's not a problem.
So what about this one?
This one?
I'd like to get it out before you leave.
Before?
Yeah.
I could probably try that. I'm not leaving until like Friday afternoon.
Yeah. I'd like to just, you know, have it there and on.
I'll try. I got a work thing tomorrow night. But we'll see.
That reminds me. Let me send you the 252. Oh, let's title it. What do you want to call it? Any thoughts?
Nothing comes to mind. First thing that came to mind was free beer! Exclamation point.
Okay, so let me compose. See, what I do is I do all the tallying of the beers and where to link, and then the
metadata, right? Yeah. You prepare all the show metadata during or before the show, and then he sends it to me so I can just post the podcast when I'm ready.
CBR 252 Old Saranac.
No, that's...
Saranac Dominion.
Just do Saranac and Dominion.
All right.
Not be cute about it. Not try to turn it into alliteration or anything.
There's no point to get really cute about it. That's true.
All right, let's wrap this up.
Yeah, so I'm going to actually. The reason why I switched from tomorrow to today is tomorrow I'm going down to Maryland for a couple days.
Okay,
it would be a nice way to kind of like relieve some stress after all that.
Do you have any leads from before since you weren't there very long?
Yeah, I have some leads.
Okay,
I don't think it'll. I think I.
Did you, in hindsight, were there any clues during the interview process?
Probably.
Okay.
I was more kind of excited. Oh, yeah. And now I'm going to be more careful.
Gotcha.
Yeah. Now, this was a learning experience. It was helpful. But, you know, I'm not, like I said, I don't really want to talk shit on the people who I was working with. And I don't. You know, things don't work out. It's not going to... Not everybody is compatible with everybody else. It's just the way it works. Certain mm-hmm. situations aren't going to work. And it looked like it might fit. It didn't. Fine. Well, there are other possibilities and positions out there.
Gotcha.
They'll find their person. That's not me. So.
All right. Sounds good. We're going to wrap this up. Go to bed. You know, do our normal lives, I guess. Have fun in Maryland, Greg.
Thank you. Have fun on your camping trip.
All right. Bye.
Bye.